The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
This weekend.
Cheers to the freaking weekend.
This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
At 9:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News, joined by host of What's on Tap, WTMJ's Sandy Max. Anything going on this weekend? I don't know.
Big old birthday party for America. For America.
Not bad. Not sure where we should start, Sandy.
Red, white, and blue and bloody is my theme.
Good. Yikes.
Did I catch your attention with the bloody? There are so many fireworks, drone shows, parades, and other interesting ways to celebrate our country to tell you about. So we'll get to that pretty hearty list, but let's start with the bloody. Algoma, just south of Kiwani. Kiwani, yes. So just south of Door County. Okay. Algoma, you're right there on the lake. Fun place called Smashed on the Rocks Saloon. They are going to set, hopefully, the world record for the world's largest Bloody Mary. And
on July
4th at noon.
One big vat?
Yes.
Is that what we're thinking?
It's over 6 feet tall. So picture like, hey, you've got a performance stage there. In front of the stage, it is this big red pitcher. And they're going to dump buckets of the super secret recipe, which Grandma Smashed created ages ago, and then mix it with vodka. So it is this huge
pitcher. So it's going to be a real, are people going to drink from it then?
Yes.
For real. So, how are they going to distribute that? Just everybody dip
it. Might
a straw
be a ladle. Yeah, it's like, it might be a ladle situation. I don't think they can tip this. Yeah. You know, it is that tall. But it's, the current record is 155 gallons in Canada.
So they know what they got to do to beat it.
And, you know, go big or go home.
Right.
This bar is attempting a giant Bloody Mary of about 310 gallons.
Well, let's double it up. That's
from
fine.
This big stainless steel mug. Like I said, it is 6 feet tall. It's 3,000 pounds when it's empty. So now you put all that Bloody Mary mix in there. So they're going to have a big big spoon, I suppose, and ladders and 5 gallon buckets. So they're going to start
pouring. Do we
know who
has the record?
I don't. It's somewhere in Canada.
We don't know. Okay.
I didn't dig.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
Wisconsin cannot allow this to stand.
No,
absolutely not.
And so it's super fun because at 1 o'clock they are going to start pouring. And if you're 21 or older, you can line up. Got your ID. You get a glass of a Bloody Mary. Free while supplies last. And the beer chaser is included.
Ooh,
so nice. Does it get much more Wisconsin than this? I don't know. And the other funny thing is, could break two records. Not only the largest Bloody Mary, but the most people served by one Bloody Mary. Because remember, it's in this huge mug.
Right.
So that could be 2,500 individual servings. So there's room for you at Smashed on the Rocks Saloon. But it really is fun. They're making a whole day of it. It is family friendly. You have to have your ID to get the sip of the Bloody Mary. But I also went.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to ask if there was going to be like a 5 pound olive. You know, there will not
be. Are they going to put a turkey in there or whatever else we put in?
More than one.
Right. Yeah. Right. You need a lot of fried chickens and bacon and all this other stuff.
But they are well known for their Bloody Marys. They've been voted the best many, many times. But this is one of those fun events. Come together. You can donate to the local food pantry. And they will have a blessing of the fleet on the water by the Coast Guard. Okay. And a water salute from the Algoma Fire Department at 4 o'clock. And there will be fireworks over the water at dusk.
Well, speaking of fireworks, what do you like for Independence Day? I mean, we could talk about a million things. So what are your highlights?
Yeah, we can. Well, I mean, I do think that the Lakefront Drone Show, which will supposedly include some pyrotechnics in Milwaukee, is going to be appealing to people.
Did you see the one last year or no?
I did not. I heard some lukewarm feedback on it.
Do you think people camp for this?
I
feel like they don't camp for this for firework.
But don't you have the people who are hardcore about it? It'll be tomorrow night at 9:15, and it's supposed to be a 45-minute synchronized drone show. So, like, I think what is missing, like, it's fascinating, and you're ooh and your ahs, like, oh, look, they just made George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Yeah. See, that'd be cool.
But it's like, but then it's the Liberty Bell.
Rubber law offices.
You're not, And then, because I watched the Johnsonville one last year at Summerfest, and it was some logos, but then you had a big old brat.
Well, we got to pay the bills.
So what you're saying is that can be anticlimactic?
It is. It's just a smooth, instead of boom, boom, boom. You know, like it's not going to rumble your body.
Yeah, sure.
It is going to fascinate and stimulate your mind, you know.
Very good. Okay.
But I think, hey, why not? And if you are itching for fireworks and you just can't wait, tonight in New Berlin, they have a drone show. So I don't know that they're doing fireworks with them. Their full fireworks actually is going to be on July 4th.
Who's proper. Having the foam party? Did you tell me?
I know.
Someone's throwing a little good old-fashioned foam party.
That is after.
What is that?
That's one of the parade details that they're having a foam party. Why? Of course. Where is my foam party? I'm so sorry. I'm so
didn't
prepared,
have the note on that.
And I do have a note on it. But where is my foam party? Because there's also beer races. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh,
that was the one thing I was super excited about, the foam party. Now, of course, I can't find it on my list of fun things. But you've got, for Independence Day parades, you've... Uh-oh, Eric, did you find the foam party?
No, I'll just give it a look-see. I'm not sure if I have what you need here, so I don't want to tell you the wrong thing.
You do have a donut eating contest, though, at the Humboldt Park 4th of July event. And you've got the Wilson Park. They have the stroller and wagon contest. And at Enderes Playfield, they're going to have the wagon and scooter contest. And Milwaukee Fire Department water cannon demonstration. So on a hot weekend like this, you might want to get in the way of the blast.
Timmy, stand
there
over here.
There we go. The Lions. Well, look out.
It is cool.
The Lions Park Parade is where they have the foam party and cornhole, bike and scooter judging, free hot dogs, brats, and burgers and cake while supplies last. So truly look around your neighborhoods. There is a lot of fun. And if you're looking for fun for the whole family, Oak Creek is renowned for their 4th of July celebration. They do a parade in the morning and they've got chalk drawing challenges and a singing competition on Friday.
And the good news is if your drawing isn't very good, the rain will take care of that.
Yeah, might not be around long.
I know. Yeah. And if you love music in Brookfield tomorrow night, Starry Nights, a tribute to America, the 250th with the Wisconsin Philharmonic. It's one of those free out on the lawn events where you can enjoy. And Kenosha has Let Freedom Sing tomorrow night, a Kenosha Pops concert, which 250 years, a time capsule of American music, all the good marches and all that patriotic music. And it's their 104th season for the Kenosha Pops concert band. And there's a carnival in Kenosha today through Saturday. And I think it's funny, you know, it's the American Revolution. At the Pfister, you can have tea. A 4th of July tea with your pinkies up. Doesn't that seem awfully British?
Yeah.
But, you know, 23rd floor there in blue overlooking the city. It's a good way to enjoy. So what are each of you doing for the 4th of July celebration?
I'm hoping to be sitting on a lake tomorrow for several hours before fireworks.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
Lake Nagawicka. Right. We'll see. We'll see if that takes
place. Sandy's curated a full list of this, and we've got it up online.
Yeah, text the word trend, T-R-E-N-D, trend, to the Sudden Unlimited WDTMJ Talking Text Line, 855-616-1620. We'll send you Sandy's list.
And if this weekend's lineup sounds fun, you want to check out our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, where top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life on their beautiful Lake Country campus. Visit threepillars.org today.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.